before we get into this fascinating encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus, I think it's noteworthy the very first line of this gospel passage. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. He didn't have any appointment set up with Zacchaeus. Most likely didn't even know him by name, didn't even know of him. Perhaps his apostle Matthew, Levi, would have known him from his previous tax collecting days. But just like when Jesus comes to Samaria in an earlier passage, on his way to Jerusalem, he intends to pass through there. But he encounters the woman at the well and ultimately encounters most of her townspeople. Jesus, very flexible in his schedule, always adapting to who he comes in contact with. And I think inviting us to do the same, huh? Most of us have really busy schedules day by day, but sometimes we have to be open to the unexpected, both in terms of our family situations, but even among acquaintances or even strangers, that we need to be the hands, the feet, the voice of Jesus. But anyway, it's worth observing and perhaps personifying, if you will, this person, Zacchaeus. It says that he was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man. The two pretty much go hand in hand. People who were willing to collect taxes for the Romans knew they were going to be so despised, and they were. This isn't, you know, some nuisance IRS thing that we run into. These were the occupiers, the Romans, and to collect for them was to basically be a traitor to your faith and to your country. And so it was customary for tax collectors, besides taking the taxes that the Romans demanded, to extort, to take extra money for themselves. And so tax collectors were despised. And as a chief tax collector, he was probably despised even by his fellow tax collectors. He was certainly disliked. The other thing, though, that we know about him, and it's quite significant, is he was short in stature. We don't know if it was like a dwarf situation, but for certain that even though he was mature and looked fully like a man, he had the height of a boy. And he actually, mature though he is, takes the actions of a boy because he's so anxious to see and encounter Jesus. It says that he runs ahead. It's hard to imagine a grown man, but he was so anxious, he runs ahead of the crowd, and he climbs the sycamore tree. How many adults would do that, huh? And Jesus, who has by this time identified who this person in the tree is, Zacchaeus, he says to him, to Zacchaeus' great surprise, I'm sure, "Come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." That must have kind of resonated with Matthew, don't you think? Because remember, all of the people were rebelling that Jesus would come to his house. And in fact, here, the people grumble and say, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner. How dare he, huh?" But Zacchaeus, not waiting and saying to the Lord, "Lord, how can I make up for my sinful ways in the past?" He pretty much passes his own sentence, huh? And he does so with a bit of a sternness. He says, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone," and chances are he's extorted quite a bit from quite a few, "I shall repay it four times over." There is a sincere man. This is somebody who wants to convert. And Jesus picks up on it right away and basically puts the exclamation point on the kind of ministry he's all about. Huh? "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. We see it continually through the New Testament, don't we? We see it continually in the encounters Jesus has, reaching out to the sinner. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And certainly inviting us to suspend our judgments, and certainly to recognize the worth of all of our fellow human beings, whatever background we might despise or disagree with, they are still children of God. Yeah, I didn't want to let our homily time pass without also looking at the first reading. I thought it was so noteworthy that we see in what is the Hebrew scripture, and of course when Jesus or Paul or any of them refer to the scripture, they're talking about Hebrew scripture, the Old Testament. They're in the process of creating the New Testament, huh? But the Book of Wisdom gives us such a wonderful sense, first of all, of God's great patience with us, and also with a sense of our worth in God's eyes. But you have mercy on all because you can do all things, and you overlook people's sins that they may repent. Give a person, as in the case of Zacchaeus, an opportunity to repent of their sins. For you love all things that are, and loathe nothing that you have made. For what you hated, you would not have fashioned. And how could a thing remain unless you willed it, or be preserved had it not been called forth by you? But you spare all things because they are yours, O Lord and lover of souls, for your imperishable spirit is in all things. Therefore you rebuke offenders little by little, warn them and remind them of the sins they are committing, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord. That great sense of patience with us, and always that great sense of what we are worth. We can sometimes get so caught up in being in a world of over 6 billion people that we think we are utterly insignificant, but we know better than that. We know that we are children of God and heirs to the kingdom. We have inestimable worth. And it's a good message for us as we start this final month of the new church year. November is always the month that we conclude in that 34th Sunday of Ordinary Time with the Feast of Christ the King. And we know, of course, that we begin it with the last of the holy days, All Saints' Day, followed by All Souls' Day. So a good reminder as we draw close to the end of this church year, how highly esteemed we are because of our relationship to God, and how determined we want to be a better person, to use the time that God gives us here on earth to grow in grace and to grow in service to others.